Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where weird things happen to us sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't happen to us.
Sometimes.
Sometimes weird things happen to you.
True.
But not today.
Right. Because I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Wow.
Hey, brother.
Hi.
How are you?
You know, I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever.
You know what, Tyler? It's been so long that I think we need to just catch up for a minute.
Me too. What you been up to?
Oh, you know, just doing things and whatnot.
Right. Same.
Okay, good.
It doeth be like that sometimes.
It doeth beeth liketh that unto moments. I don't know what just happened. I think I just died a little bit. But yeah, I'm doing great, man.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Same.
You know, first of all, you know,
has anything weird happened to you lately?
Weird? Well, other than what I talked about last week with my shoulder. I mean, my shoulder.
Yeah.
Still working on that.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's all right.
One thing that's good that's happened to me recently, and to you too, is I can't believe we didn't talk about it last week, but the Naked Chicken Chalupa is back. The Lord heard the cry of his people and brought it back. You know who, not to go off before we get into our segment.
My help.
You know who has been MIA lately? Kevon Carter.
He has.
I have been like, I'm concerned about Brother Kevon.
You ought to reach out to him.
I don't know how.
Instagram.
I can't find him. Oh, wait, I do follow him on Instagram. Sorry. I went to...
technology.
Wow. I went to his YouTube channel the other day and saw that it's been 2 months at the time of this recording since he's uploaded.
And he usually uploads like every Instagram video.
Yeah. It's just been... I'm concerned about him. I hope he's okay, Brother Kevon. I know you're listening.
You ought to put that... Hello. You were to put out some more content, my guy.
You should. And I hope you're well.
Yeah.
And we just know that we're thinking about you.
Amen.
Let's get to our segment, brother.
Let's do it.
Never Have I Ever.
This week on Never Have I Ever, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Where I'm going to ask you, have you done this?
And then...
we will say if we have done this.
Okay. Seems simple enough.
Right.
That's not strange.
Right. Never have I ever forged a parent or guardian signature.
I don't think so. Well, you're looking at me, but I don't.
Skepticism.
Well, you got it. Well, here's the thing. Whenever I was a kid, and to a degree, even still to this day, I was so scared to get in trouble. That I don't think that I would have tried to do that. And I'm not saying for sure that I didn't, but I really can't think of a time I did.
I was never scared to get in trouble until I got in trouble.
Right.
And then I'd start crying.
Instant regret.
Right. I'd forget that I could get in trouble, and I'd just be running my mouth. And I'd get in trouble, and I'd be like...
Call my mom. What was that?
I... have forged a parent's signature.
No.
Contrary. Contrary to my never have I ever statement, I indeed have ever forged a parent's signature.
I have ever.
Right. I think it was on a bad grade and like
most likely.
Yeah, and I didn't get those. No, according to Nick and Becky. Because whenever I was sitting home and forced to have a parent sign off on it, your boy was like, B, squiggle, squiggle, squiggle. R, squiggle, squiggle, squiggle.
Squiggle, squiggle, squiggle.
Nobody ever questioned that.
I just never, like, I wouldn't have known. I would have been so scared to mess up. You know what I'm saying?
I practiced. Well, obviously, I don't do that now, and obviously, I don't condone it.
Well, I would hope not.
And I don't condone it by any means, but yeah.
Kids, if you're listening.
Well, if you're forging your parent's signature at 26, that's called insurance fraud of some kind.
Yeah,
you're going to jail.
As you've previously stated.
Right, or identity theft. That's what I should be saying.
Yeah, identity theft.
You're going to
insurance
fraud. I'm sure in some way it's insurance fraud.
Oh, well, if you're doing insurance papers... then yes, it's probably insurance fraud in some way,
I have ever.
We don't well can't relate, but that's okay. What do you do?
What would you do?
Oh,
what? What? Two segments in one episode? Is it my birthday?
No, your birthday is on November 4th.
Correct. It is. And it is not my birthday today.
Unless you're listening to this on a November 4th.
Wow.
Then today
wish
is
me happy birthday. Instagram and the link below. There you go. Yeah, super special episode. We have two segments.
Wow.
This week on What Would You Do? Cody, I'm going to give you a situation. And you're going to tell me what would you do.
So what you're saying is you're going to give me a hypothetical situation.
Yes, and you'll tell me
what I would do.
Yes.
Okay.
In this hypothetical situation.
I think I follow you.
Okay. You are given a set of Legos.
Okay. I'm immediately excited.
Right. Right. You have unlimited time.
Okay.
And you can choose to purchase more Legos mm-hmm. if you want. They have to be generic Legos. They have to be generic Legos. You cannot go buy a set or anything like that. It has to be generic building blocks, okay?
But they are name brand.
Yes.
Okay.
They are Lego.
Lego.
Lego okay. my ego.
Okay, like, good.
Straight up Legos.
Good.
Whatever you build will manifest itself in front of you. It will gain sentience if applicable. So if you build an animal,
okay,
it will
come to life. I was about to say, I'm changing.
But if you
my
build
answer.
A guitar, it will, you know,
it will remain
a guitar.
Okay, good.
Right, right. So what would you do? What would you build?
I would say. I would build a Tesla.
So here's the thing. The Legos you are provided, it's like a box of 500 normal size Legos.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, everything else you build will be coming out of your pocket. Legos are expensive. You would probably pay less for a Tesla straight out. I'd be dramatic, of course. But like, this is not going to, like, you are building to scale.
So, I would build a Tesla.
There you go. There you go.
And
it's not going to turn into a Tesla. It's going to turn into a, like it's going to turn into a functioning Tesla, but you're still going to have Lego seats. I want you to know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not, okay.
Well, no, yeah, yeah.
It's not, it's remaining a Lego thing.
Yeah, but it'll gain functionality.
So if I build an animal, it remains a
yes, it just
Lego animal?
Yeah.
Well, then I would build a throne.
Nice.
That I would sit on. While doing this podcast,
and it would a Lego throne,
and it would sit like just a little higher than yours.
Oh,
and I would build you one that was
a little bit shorter.
Little bit shorter. No, I would for real though. I would build a throne.
Nice. Yeah. You should build a Tesla, and then it should become a Tesla. I just wanted to make the rules difficult.
Well, if that's the case, I'm building a Tesla.
Yeah.
But if it remains Legos,
Lego
I'm for sure building like a huge throne.
I have two answers as well. If it gains, like if it actually manifests into whatever it is, I would probably build a fortress of some kind.
Okay.
Perhaps a house.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. if it remains Lego-like.
Pause. Your house.
Yeah.
Can it have a moat?
Yes.
Okay. That's all. I want you.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
With a drawbridge.
Okay, well, that was going to be my next question.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yes. Yeah. A functional drawbridge.
Right.
If it remains Lego-like, I will probably build a big sword.
A big sword?
Yeah, because I'm sure it would have durability. Like, I would because it's not
well, it would have to, in order to be functional.
Right, exactly.
It would have to have, you wouldn't exactly. want to hit something and then it
just
breaks.
Shatter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would still hurt.
Like well, it, for sure. It but it would only hurt once. Then
well,
you no longer
they
have
to walk around it.
I mean,
that,
yeah.
That's a whole different problem. Nah, but I would want it to be a functional sword. So I would build a big Lego, like, just big. Like, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's a Claymore. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, it's like more brute force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much like you and I.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure that I was clear there. Want you to build the house with the moat.
I want that as well.
Okay, good. So here's my question. Do you want to go first?
I do.
Okay, good.
Because I'm not sure how long I'm going to be, honestly.
Okay.
Because honestly, I thought about this, and I'm almost positive we've talked about it before, but I can't remember any of the details of the conversation.
it would be a nice refresher for our guests.
Okay.
You know, let's just dive into it. Does the day get away from us?
Does the day get away from us?
Like you just look up and you're like, oh my gosh, it's like 6 p.m.
So here's what we talked about, and we didn't air it.
Okay.
Because it was taken.
Oh.
We talked about what would we do if the day was
2 hours longer?
It was something, a certain amount of hours longer. And that episode was ready.
Wow. And it was good.
And it was good, but it was taken.
Wow.
So we never did get to air that. So that's what I think that's what you're thinking of.
Something similar along those lines. So we can talk about it. We can go wherever we want to.
Yeah, we
pay taxes.
We can stop right now.
We don't commit insurance fraud.
Right. We use iForge. No one signature.
Right.
Does the day get away from us?
Yeah.
I think it really depends on what you're doing.
Well, funny you should say that.
Okay.
Because in my personal experience, it seems like the main times, not all the time, but it usually feels like the main times that happens is when I'm doing something I want to do.
Well, time, you know, it's been said, time flies when you're having fun.
Which is unfortunate, and I would like to discuss that.
Let's talk about that.
Because if I'm not having fun, it seems to not be flying. It seems to be crawling.
It seems to stop.
In fact, yes.
Depending on how miserable
right,
you are.
Exactly, right.
It seems to like come to a complete stop. This
Why?
Is, this,
do you have a theory?
You know, I do have a theory.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to be very elegant in expressing my theory.
Same.
So help me out.
I will try.
I liken it unto, like, if you put a pot of water that you need to bring to a boil.
Okay.
It seems like whenever you put it on, if you stand there and watch it, it never starts to boil.
Right.
Because you're like waiting for it to do that. Now, it will, because of science, it will eventually start to boil whether you're watching it or not. But what I found, like, when you walk away from it, it's like the next thing you know, it's boiling.
Yeah.
My theory is, I think it's because you're simply not thinking about it.
Yeah.
You're instead thinking about other stuff. So in the aspect of
okay, that makes sense.
Days, time is flying because I'm not thinking about what time it is.
Right.
I'm thinking about this activity that I'm enjoying with these people that I enjoy being around. And it's like the next thing you know, the next time you do look at the clock, it's like, what?
Whereas when you're focusing on it, it's like you're doing nothing but focusing on that. So it feels like it's dragging out.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this.
Like me with my vacation. Like, I'm so excited about it, but it's like, this is the longest week of my life.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I just want the time to go forward. So I focus on it.
Yeah.
But as a result, it's like, look, fam, a minute is still a minute. Only now you're more mindful of the minute because you're not focusing on something you want to do because you don't want to be doing it.
What a terrible time.
It's called human nature, my guy.
Boo. So what do you think, like, how do you have an idea for slowing down time when you're enjoying it? Like, as if you could control time. But like,
well, I like to stand on my head and twist my right ankle.
I'll have to try
clockwise.
That. I've been doing counterclockwise. Yeah. That's my problem.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah,
dude. Yeah, do it clockwise. Okay.
Yeah, do it clockwise.
No. But like, you can't like just sit there and be like, okay, I'm focusing on this, like, and trying to slow down the thing, because then you're just not going to have a good time.
Right.
Because you're just instead of enjoying the moment, you're just focused on what time it is and blase, blase. And
yeah,
like, it's just it's not fun.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, if you're enjoying it, it just flies away. So it's like, what do you do?
In my experience, man, because of the way it works, I don't think you can have a good time and make time seem like it's slowing down.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
But I do think that there is a way to not have a good time and time
speed
not
up.
drag by.
It's just don't focus on
like,
the alternative, like the stuff that you're looking forward to.
Is there something?
Stay busy.
Is there, right? Is there something you could put your mind on that's not time? You know what I'm saying?
Probably my job.
Probably.
Probably.
Your task that you are paid to do, perhaps.
Right.
But I totally get what you mean, man. And it's like, you know, there's some days at work where it's like, man, I've got so much to do that it seems like I don't have enough time to do them.
Yeah.
Like I really need to get, you know, in my case, it's like I really need to get 20 buildings inspected. It's 4:30. I've done 17. I don't really have the time that I need to get these last three done.
Yeah.
Those situations are unique to in my experience. But yeah, man, sometimes it's just like the day is like, where did it go?
Yeah. I mean, it's usually when I'm staying busy and I feel like, okay, I need to do this, 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 and this, and I'm busy. And then next thing I know, I'm just like out of time or I've missed break or something like that, you know? And I'm just like big sad. But like, if I'm looking towards to 5 o'clock, it's like, okay, it was 7:05 20 minutes ago. How is it only 7:07?
Right.
Like,
I understand completely.
Yeah, it is. I don't understand. So do you think that the same applies to days off? Like when you're not doing anything, like it's not necessarily something that you're looking forward to in the sense of, wow, I can't wait to go do this thing, like go to this event, but you're just existing in the moment. You're not working, but you're not doing anything inherently fun.
Those days go by very fast for me.
It varies for me.
Really?
It honestly depends, and I don't know what that varying factor is, because sometimes I'll be like, I'll go play disc golf. I will come back, or I'll eat my favorite breakfast, go play disc golf, come back, and it's like 9 o'clock. I'm like, wow, I still have an entire day.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I'll just clean up the house and organize this, organize that. And then it's like 10 o'clock. I'm like, wow, I'm done with everything I need to do today. You know? Okay. I'll go to Walmart, get what I need to get, X, Y, Z, come back, get lunch. It's like 11:30.
Yeah.
I'm like, geez, Louise, you know, whereas sometimes I'll wake up, I'll check my phone. I'll like scroll through my phone a little bit. Then I'll check my phone again. And it's like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So,
Right.
And I don't know. And it makes me sad.
It is weird. And like one of the things we talked about, I think the episode that never did get to air, I think it was what we do if the day was 5 hours longer.
Oh, I'd have a good time.
Well, one of the points that I had made in that episode was we can't do anything about the 24-hour day. But one thing you can do about your day is make your day 5 hours longer by getting up earlier and staying up later. And
sure. And then just be miserable the day before and day after.
Well, it depends on what time you already get up. So like if you're like just someone who you sleep until noon and you go to bed at 10, you're not having a very long day.
No.
You know?
That's like Delilah.
Not just anymore.
Describe Delilah.
Well, not anymore. She gets up at like 4:30 now.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. But if you're living that kind of lifestyle, right. If you're living that kind of lifestyle, it would probably do you well to wake up at like 7 instead of 12.
Yeah.
You know?
As it would most functioning people.
Yeah. What's like me?
Unless you work a night shift.
Right. Well, it's like me. I wake up at 5. So by the time 10 o'clock comes, like 10 o'clock in the morning. I've been awake for 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So it's like that.
You see me yawning over here right now.
Yeah. It'd be like that sometimes.
And it's 7. Oof.
But we've been working.
Oh, yeah.
We had a full day at work today.
Yeah.
We've recorded.
Yeah.
We're recording now.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, but we couldn't have done that if we would have woke up at 12.
Right.
I used to do that, bro. I don't know how I did it. Like during the summertime, whenever I was a teenager, stay up super late playing video games, sleep until like 12, wake up, stay up again. But to like lay in bed that long, like today, my back would be like destroyed.
Yeah. No, well, that part doesn't bother me. What bothers me is just like knowing that I have, because there are some people who their sleep schedules are just all jacked up.
Yeah.
Like they will not go to bed till 6 a.m. and then they'll just wake up at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And they're fine. Like their day is just shifted. Like, and they'll go to bed at 6 a.m. again the next day. And it's like, that's their sleep schedule.
Right.
But the problem for me is that I work Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And we put in work Sunday. So I can stay up Friday
and sleep in Saturday morning. But if I tried to pull that junk on Saturday night and try to go to bed Sunday morning, I'm going to be real sad when I'm on the platform
for sure.
Going, blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm over here like ready to pass away. Like
that feeling is one of just like you. It's almost like you can only just be.
Yeah.
Like we've had some services, not necessarily the fault of the service, just like the Sunday, the grind of a Sunday. There's been some times when I've gotten in bed and it's like I'm so tired.
Yeah.
That I'm almost like too tired to sleep.
Yeah.
You know that feeling of like. Oh. I'm
finally not moving.
Yeah, it's like know? I'm actually dead.
I'm at rest.
I'm dying right now. Like I'm passing away.
I am at peace.
Right. It's like I have to recover now for the next 2 days.
It is time.
My favorite one is Rafiki going,
yeah.
It is time.
We're referencing elderly animated animals that are like passing away.
Lion King.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. Perhaps in our thoughts in the future.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Wow. Split our thoughts?
Wow. Let us know if that's something you'd be interested in.
Wow. Because I have thoughts on Kung Fu Panda.
I have thoughts on both of them.
Nice.
So I probably wouldn't be able to do a split episode. Probably have to do just one for each.
Ooh-wee.
That'd be nice.
A double release?
Ha.
Hey.
We can do what we want.
You're right.
This is our show.
We don't do insurance fraud.
We can. I can do what I want. I don't do insurance fraud. And I'm one crunchy man.
Look, okay, so it's a little side note. I know we're not in a rabbit hole episode, but I was talking about this the other day, and I just could not help but just LOL. My favorite Little Caesars commercial of all time. I think it's like right when they were promoting their $5 hot and ready pizzas, whatever. And they're like, the guy was like, $5 hot and ready pizza, like, or whatever the promotion was. He goes, there's no rules. And he proceeds to take off his shirt. And this is an aired commercial. And there's a guy in the back that you don't see. He's off screen. He goes, put your shirt back on. And without missing a beat, you don't see his face or anything, but he starts putting back down his shirt. He goes, there's one rule.
There's one rule.
There's no rule. There's one rule. There's no rules. Put your shirt back on. There's one rule. Same. That's how I feel about this podcast.
Okay. Well,
there's no rules. Put your shirt back up. There's one rule.
No shirts were removed in the making of this podcast. Yes,
we remained modest.
Yes, absolutely. So to answer your question, yes, sometimes the day gets away from me, but it depends on what I'm doing.
Absolutely. And I don't know why I brought this up because I don't have any tips for helping it to slow down.
I can offer a tip.
You ought to do that.
Not for necessarily offering.
I need help because my vacation is coming up.
I think genuinely, I don't know what you could do to make it slow down, but I do have a tip for, whenever it's kind of dragging, and it's what we mentioned, like
stay busy,
focus on something that's not the time. Like try to make the best out of your time. It could be worse. You could be dead.
Ooh, true.
So there's that.
As far as slowing down time, I have no idea.
Stay off your phone. Yeah, if you're having a good time, like
stay off your phone. Just be in the moment. You know.
Yeah. Be in the moment. Be present.
Be present.
Yeah. Be a present. Be a gift.
Wow.
Wow.
Cody, you're my gift.
Aww.
Wow.
Wow, I can't relate. No, I'm just kidding. It's flat. That fell flat.
Jeez.
Speaking of flat.
Ooh, flat, we can talk about flatbread pizzas.
Well, flat has nothing to do with my topic. But I just wanted to say, speaking of flat. Flatbread pizzas.
Is that a thing? Why do I feel like that's a thing? That is a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, the Subway flatbread that you don't need, they put a pizza on that. It's like flatbread, some kind of pizza. I don't know. It was really good. I had it at Topgolf one time.
That makes me sad.
It was very good.
Oh, okay.
It's just like a different kind of crust. It's like almost...
like a thin crust?
Yes, but it's not crunchy.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
It's nice.
Really?
It's like I don't want to say bready, but it's like... I don't know how to describe it. You just need to try one day.
I'm open-minded but skeptical.
Rightfully so.
Okay. No, my topic is one that is...
apparently alarming.
It's not alarming. It is, I don't want, before I tell what it is, I know y'all know how I feel about disclaimers, but I wanted to say this. Don't hear what we're not saying.
Oh, gosh.
Please. Because I want
listener, I don't know what he's going to talk about either. So.
I want to talk about midweek service expectations.
Ooh, let's do that.
And what I mean by don't hear what we're not saying is every church is different.
Oh yeah,
and
absolutely.
And there's things. That's why I didn't say Wednesday night service expectations.
Right.
Your midweek service may be on a different night.
Right.
You may not have midweek service. That okay.
Yeah.
What I don't want to come across is, I don't want this to come across as being critical.
No.
This is what I my goal for this.
This is something that we had to learn.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
My goal for this is to perhaps offer a perspective that could ultimately lead to,
yeah,
for lack of a better term, better midweek services.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of encouragement today.
That's the goal, is some, yeah, encouragement. Because it really is truly something that's been on my mind lately, and it is this. I think that we can all, or at least most of us can agree, that when it comes to midweek services, our expectations are different than they are on, say, Sunday night.
Right. Whether that be intentional or not.
I would even say that it's unintentional.
Oh, absolutely.
I would say that
there's a pre-established stigma there.
Exactly.
That's been there for years.
Exactly. And you can't point your finger to one person and say it's his fault.
Right.
It's exactly. Just, it's like, it's something that we're all guilty of.
All of us.
To this day.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not, there's some Wednesday nights where as big of an advocate for this as I am, there's some Wednesday nights where I'm like, I don't want to wear a jacket.
Yeah.
I do,
that's the one right there.
I do wear the jacket.
Oh, of course.
But I don't think that about a Sunday night. I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing a suit. There's no question about
right.
it. Whereas on Wednesday night, I'm like, I don't want to wear a jacket tonight. You know?
Right.
I'm tired. You know, blase, blase. Yeah. Inner excuse here.
Been in pants all day.
As you do.
Right. As you should.
Right. Please do. Otherwise, you may be incarcerated.
Right.
And then they will give you pants to put on.
Right.
But no.
You're going to jail.
Right. There's just something about Wednesday night where we our expectations
yeah.
are lower. And as a result, I think you can see that when you go into a service with low expectations,
yeah.
it can affect the service.
Well, and the same applies for Sunday services.
Right.
If you go into a Sunday service with low expectations, you know, don't expect much.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, yeah.
What gets me though is I've been a part of and involved with several churches. We have yeah. friends who go to different churches.
Right.
We are familiar with churches. A lot of churches.
Yeah.
They have like there's our Sunday morning songs, our Sunday night songs,
uh-huh.
and then there's our Wednesday night songs. I personally think that we should just not have that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see.
Absolutely.
I think, and my reason for that, like if your pastor says, hey, this is what we're going to have, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about let's assume your pastor has not said, this is our Sunday night set, our songs. Only do these on Sunday morning. If that's the case, that's perfect, and I'm not talking to you. I'm right. talking to people who are like, your pastor hasn't said that.
Yeah.
And it's just become sort of a habit of, okay, we do these songs on Wednesday, but we would never do it on Sunday.
Well, and see,
vice versa.
I've been to a church before who has said, okay, on Wednesdays, you need to do these type of songs for this reason. On Sunday mornings, you need to do this type of songs. And I've been in a situation like that. I don't know what the reasoning was.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, why? Like as far as questioning
sure.
the authority of pastor, you know?
Right.
But I totally understand what you mean because there is more often than not a relatively set expectation of what type of music we're going to do. Even the dress.
Yeah.
Like you already mentioned, like the idea that we would even think about, okay, I really don't want to wear a suit jacket, like, but we wouldn't even think about that for Sunday.
There's already a question about it,
like a shift. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I definitely agree with you that there are a lot of churches out there that, like, some of them more often than not, we just have those songs that we do. Like,
yeah,
we've all done it. So yeah.
And my question is this, because I don't. We all are. If you're part of a church, you know what it's like. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That the expectations can be different. My question is this. What would it be like if we came to Wednesday night service, or for us it's Wednesday night, if we came to midweek service with the expectation of God could do anything.
Yeah.
It's not just a win. Like, because we come, we've been at work all day.
Yeah.
We get home. Maybe you eat before you come to church. You've eaten dinner. Maybe you eat before and after.
Ooh.
Whatever you want to do. And the mindset is, I'm tired. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to be seen. It's not going to be a super throwdown service. So that's good because I'm tired. I'm not going to jump a lot.
Right.
Pastor's going to get up there and he's going to teach tonight rather than preach. And this is going to happen and that's going to happen. Then I'm going to go home and finally get in bed.
Yeah.
What would it be like if we didn't think that way?
Yeah.
And if we actually said, you know what? I'm going to the house of God. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
Tonight. Because Jesus is there, anything can happen.
Absolutely.
And what if, I believe that if just one person walked in with that mindset, it could affect the whole service.
Absolutely. Well, and I agree with everything that you're saying. So we've established the point of, okay, what would happen if we changed our mindset? But I kind of want to talk about for a second, if it's okay with you. Why do you think that we feel that way? Why do you think that there's that mindset in the first place?
I think it's a result of, for me personally, it's like, that's the way it's always been growing up.
Well, absolutely.
Is you have Sunday morning, it's kind of like...
classic church.
Almost, yeah, it's like, if you're...
the classics.
It's like, Sunday morning is almost kind of like, this is for when our guests are here. The Sunday night is like, okay, we're going to throw down tonight. We're going to do our best songs. We're going to have right. the best move of God because it's Sunday night.
Right.
And then it's like Wednesday night. Everyone's tired. Everyone kind of drags in. The expectation is low.
Right.
And so you get a service that maybe God wanted to do certain things, but because mm-hmm. of the low expectation in the room,
yeah.
he really wasn't.
People weren't receptive to it.
Yeah. And even if he tried, would you be receptive to
yeah.
it? I think that, to answer your question, it's because we grew up with that kind of thing being the norm.
And even for newer people coming in, like, it's hard for them to not have the same mindset because they see all of us. Like,
yeah.
we're that example for those newer people that are coming in. They're like, okay, so this is how Wednesday nights are, you know? And so
yeah.
they're like, okay, so this is how I should expect Wednesday nights to go, yeah, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I personally... like, I agree that we definitely grew up with it. I've seen it in a lot of churches that I've been to. Because we're all guilty of it, you know.
For sure.
It's the middle of the week. We've already got through 3 out of 5 work days for most people.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we're on the downhill stretch. Like, you're tired. I think one thing that is a common occurrence, or at least more often than not, because it's definitely for me, is that I think we forget that God is able to restore just like that.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like he is the giver of peace. The restorer, he can give you energy. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Lord, help me get through this. Or Lord, like I need a refreshing. I need to be energized. Like, and we come in just tired. Like you said, not expecting anything, just too tired to shout, too tired to jump, hoping that it doesn't happen so we don't have to X, Y, Z,
yeah.
you know? Whereas if we can just shift our mindset, not only towards the expectation of the service, but what God can do for us in our bodies, like, God, strengthen my body so I can give you everything that you're worthy of. Strengthen my body so I can praise you the way that you deserve to be praised. Strengthen my body so I can make it through the rest of this week, you know? I think that's a whole other reason that we have midweek services, because the midweeks are so hard. I think because we are so yeah. tired, that's why it's so important to come together and have good church. Because that's why we're so tired in the middle of the week, excuse me.
Right.
But because of that, I think it's important to all the more reason to come to church, get refreshed, get restored, get amped up for the rest of the week. Okay, I'm ready to go back out there tomorrow and look for somebody to witness to.
You yeah.
know? Like, I don't know about you, but last night, service was great.
It was amazing.
Brother Dobbs preached a fantastic word. Every single bit of it was on point, and it was unbelievably encouraging.
For sure.
It was unbelievably motivating. It was eye-opening. It was great. It was great. And now, like, today I find myself just, like, remembering the words that were spoken last night and looking for an opportunity to witness to somebody, whereas I can't say that if I hadn't heard that message last night that I would be as alert or as ready to do that, you know?
Yeah.
I firmly believe that last night expectations were a little higher,
right,
you know?
Right.
So
what if that hadn't happened?
Exactly.
And what if, like, what if, now, unfortunately, I wasn't able to find somebody to witness to the way that I wanted to, but I'm sure somebody did. But imagine if they hadn't come last night and hadn't got that motivation or that desire or that strength to go and witness to somebody, all because of the way expectations were set for last night. That could be somebody's soul on the line, you know?
Yeah.
Just, it definitely matters, like expectation and our mindset and just remembering that God is able to restore and renew. And that's the whole reason we get together is for the rest of the week, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and God has shown us, like you and me specifically, like talking about us, we have seen Wednesday nights where we've talked about this and we brought awareness. Like there was a point in time when it wasn't because of us.
No, we happened to
be the ones like bringing attention to it. Hey, let's come in with expectation.
Yeah.
Let's come in because this is not the first time we've talked about this.
Right.
Let's come in. And we have seen Wednesday night services go from just to, man, is this like a Sunday night?
Yeah.
You know, this is like a quote unquote normal move of God. It's weird to see that on a Wednesday night in our flesh, because the flesh is like, oh man, it's Wednesday night. Well, God don't care that it's Wednesday night.
Right, exactly.
If somebody's there that needs him and somebody's there, like I truly, genuinely believe that there's so many times, such as last night, when God, he wants to do thus and so.
Yeah.
But we have come in and before we even got there, had him put in such a box that he's unable to break out of because we don't want him to. And God is not going to violate your free will.
Of course not.
And so as a result, he comes and he's there, but he's not able to do to the extent of what he wants to do because of the people, us and myself included, we have put him in that box. Yeah.
So do you, more often than not, I've heard a lot of churches refer to their Wednesday or their midweek service as Bible study.
Yeah.
Do you think that calling it Bible study, even if the pastor isn't preaching and hanging from the chandeliers, do you think that it should still, like, do you think that has a certain stigma associated with a name,
so,
or that people should just look past that?
Here's I'm going to answer that like this. First of all, with that, like, okay, Wednesday night is Bible study. I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
If Wednesday night is going to be Bible study, that's great. However, I still think that our mindset should be, now, Lord, we're having Bible study, but if you want to interrupt,
absolutely,
if you want to come in and minister, we should have...
Well, we feel the same way in our actual Bible study.
That's what I was getting. That's what I was about to get to. Is I base that off of how we feel about our Bible study we have here at home.
Yeah.
Yes, we're coming together for Bible study, and that is known, and that is right, and that is proper. However, if the Lord decides, hey, I'm about to do thus and so, we can talk about the Bible later.
Absolutely.
Right now, Jesus is in the room about to minister to somebody.
Yeah.
We in our agenda is meaningless.
Right.
Like that can wait. I think that if you come in and you've got that mindset or a mindset similar that's like, Lord, this is our agenda, but our agenda really don't matter. Whatever you want to do. It's okay to have, like, it's proper to have like scheduling and stuff, and like, you can do that.
Right.
But,
well, confusion is not of the Lord.
Exactly. But to not be willing
to break from that. Yeah.
To me, that's the issue. So yes, Wednesday night is Bible study. Great. We're going to come in. Pastor's going to teach. But if the Lord decides he wants to do something, first of all, he's not going to be limited by my expectations coming into the room.
Right.
And if he does decide that he wants to move, he's not going to be prevented from my lack of desire for him to do so.
Exactly.
Because church starts an hour later on Wednesday nights than it does on Sunday nights. So therefore, I'm going to be getting home later and I'm already tired. Right. Blase, blase, excuse. I just think that it would be different and could be different if... Because even after Bible study, like let's say you come in and you have Bible study and everything's normal as it were, but then pastor says, you know, everyone just stand to your feet. I feel the Holy Ghost in the room or whatever he may say. What would it be like if we didn't quench that spirit because we're tired? You know, even in that moment.
Absolutely.
Maybe you're not used to having what we would call like a quote unquote like altar call service.
Right.
Where God is moving and people are receiving the Holy Ghost and stuff on a Wednesday night. But what if that became Like, you know, like we're going to for sure have Bible study.
Right.
But there's no telling what God's going to do with the altar call. Absolutely. You know? I just think there's room for improvement for all of us.
Oh, well, and as always.
Yeah,
you know, for sure. We should never stop improving. We should never stop trying to be more like Christ in all of our aspects. Now, I have a question. This is not a loaded question. I just genuinely want to know your opinion.
Okay.
Do you think that the way that we dress also has an effect on it to some degree? Like, as far as, like, okay, it's Wednesday night. Like, let's say music aside, that, you know, we don't know what the music's going to be, but Bible study aside, but we're not dressing as nice as we would on Sunday. Like, what we wear on Wednesday, we probably wouldn't wear on a Sunday night service. Right. Do you think that that inherently has an effect on our mindset, that it's already more relaxed?
Yes. There was something that was said years ago that has never left me. And on this particular subject, I will speak for me and my experience.
Yeah.
Not putting it on you or anyone else.
Right. Well, this is not to say that everybody should change that
no, for sure.
Their dressing standards for Wednesday. No, blah, blah, blah.
By no means. Because
I get it.
Yeah. Right. I totally get it.
I get it.
But years ago, there was a minister that came and preached at a church that I was at.
Yeah.
And he told the story of he was the pastor of a church and he had ministers in his church that were learning under him.
Yeah.
And he said that there was a night when one of his ministers walked in through the door and he was not immodest, but he wasn't dressed to be in the pulpit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, service came and went and the pastor went to this young man in his church and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "What are you wearing?" And the young man said, "I'm not preaching tonight. What's the problem?" And the pastor said, "Every time you walk through those doors, you better walk through ready to be used."
Yeah.
And that stuck with me. And my personal journey has been this. There's been times when I have like, man, yes, Wednesday night, I don't have to wear a jacket.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a pair of jeans, some nice shoes, a nice button-up shirt, and the shirt's going to be untucked, and I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
And my mindset walking into church would be, I ain't preaching tonight.
Right.
Whereas if Bishop were to come up to me and say, "Next Wednesday night, I need you to preach," I would show up in suit and tie.
Right.
To me, for me, that is something that the Lord began to deal with me about. Mm-hmm. And that was, in fact, it was a situation where I was at church on a Wednesday night. No, it was it was a Wednesday night. And a sister, Sister Donna, came up to me, and she was coming to ask me about something totally unrelated, but my mind went to, she's coming to me to ask me to do something that would involve being on a mic.
Yeah.
And I'm not dressed for that. I was in, like, jeans and a shirt that was untucked, and I immediately felt like, oh, that, like, conviction really of like, man, honestly, like I really should be ready for this and I'm not. Now she did not come to me for that. It was totally unrelated, but the Lord used that to make a point. And as soon as that happened, the words of that pastor came to my mind. Every time you walk through those doors, you better walk in ready to be used.
Well, that's biblical.
Right.
Be instant in season and out of season.
Exactly. You know? But it affected, I told Sarah that night what happened. I said, from now on, I'm going to, as much as I really don't want to in my flesh, I'm going to start wearing a suit jacket tucked in with my jeans and my shoes.
Well, good.
This happened today. And part of why I brought up the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't praying, like actively praying, but I was thinking on the Lord. Yeah. I was just like,
as we do.
Right. I was just out and about thinking on him and just, I guess you could say, listening, like just trying to be mindful.
Right.
And the thing that I was kind of thinking about it and then I began to feel is, you know, I really need to walk in and be ready to be used.
Yeah.
And he began to deal with me about maybe you should wear suit pants in addition to your jacket. And not the jeans. And initially, there was resistance in my flesh because,
well, of course,
for one, I don't want to.
Well, and that's what I was going to say a second ago, is that 90% of our walk with God is going to be trying to make our flesh submit.
For real.
So I get that.
Yeah. For one, I don't want to. But two, this is very minor, but people are going to notice. And yeah. It's like, okay, I ultimately don't care.
Right.
But there's still
the enemy uses that to be like, well, why is he dressing like this? Yeah, all of why a sudden, is he thinking he's all Mr. Preacher?
Yeah, whatever. And it's like, no, yeah, it's not that. No. I'm just trying to be obedient. Ready. I'm trying to be ready. I'm trying to be obedient.
Especially if the Lord placed it on your heart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so
he could do that soon, like in terms of you being used just like on a Wednesday night.
Exactly. I want to be ready for anything.
Yeah.
And so and I hadn't talked to you about this or Sarah about this at this point, because like I said, it happened today. But that's something that I'm about to start doing. And again,
no, dude, I'm right there with you, man.
I don't wanna.
Well, I'm intending on wearing a full blown suit, but like I'm gonna do my best to not wear blue jeans.
Yeah,
it's not because I see anything wrong with blue jeans.
No, by no means.
If and because they're technically allowed for us on Wednesday nights on the platform, right? Yes. But like, I wouldn't feel comfortable leading worship in those,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, and I technically can.
Yeah.
But it's just that, I don't know. It's just that, okay, I need to carry myself a certain way. Like, there's just other things I haven't talked to you about that the Lord's dealing me with. Like, okay, now it's time to put this away.
Yeah.
Now it's time to put that away, because it's just that growing in him and representing him the way that he wants to be represented, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
And any of that we're talking about, any of that and all of that is nothing more than our reasonable service.
Absolutely.
So that's what my mind ultimately goes back to, is like, it's just my reasonable service.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, I just want to be ready, man. I just want to be prepared.
You don't want to not be able to be used because you weren't obedient to God.
Exactly.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I think one thing that's important to remember in the vein of reasonable service is that reasonable service is not the opposite of sacrifice.
Right.
A lot of times they're hand in hand.
For sure.
Like, yes, this is a sacrifice. It's also your reasonable service.
It's your reasonable service. The same,
like, and I don't hate to go this deep with it.
But, let's go, man.
But the way that our sweet Jesus went to the cross,
yeah,
I'm sure it was not something that he was super thrilled about doing in his flesh, but it was his service. Like, that was what he was here on earth to do, was to die on the cross for us. And like, he deserves everything that we could possibly give.
Oh, for sure.
Like, anything that we can do would not be enough for him, because that, like, he just deserves everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we mean by our reasonable service.
Right.
It's not like, because I've said that before, and I felt like an adverse reaction to it. Like, they didn't say anything, but I instantly just felt like a like, it's not to say that, it's my pleasure kind of thing. It's like, it's the least I can do. Like, it literally is the least I could do. Like, anything for God is I would, yes.
Yeah.
Let's.
Yes. Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just wanted to put that out there.
No, I'm glad you did. Because, like, to your point, like, in his flesh, he went to the garden and prayed,
right,
I know that I'm here for this.
Let this cup pass from me.
If it be possible.
Yeah.
Let this cup pass from me. I know, like, paraphrasing and it kind of like just speaking to the mindset of, I know that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
I know, like, in the God in me knows that I'm going to have to do it. But if there's any way, let this pass from me.
Jesus.
Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
And I just, you know.
Well, that's an important line.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
To get to the encouragement side of this.
Yeah.
Because please don't misunderstand. We are not being critical.
No.
Because there's nothing to be critical about. Like, no. We've all done it.
Absolutely.
But I would just encourage you.
Yes.
When you
encourage
go.
Encourage all of us.
Right. All of us. When we go into midweek service, let's go in with some sort of expectation.
Yes.
Let's go in knowing, you know what? God's able to do anything. This night, to him, is no different than Wednesday night.
Right.
Is no different than Monday, Tuesday. He's out.
Still
he's,
deserving of all the praise.
Yeah, and he's outside of time. It, like he's not bound by
Absolutely.
It. But instead, he's bound by us and our expectations.
Right.
So if we get rid of those, what could he do?
Absolutely.
That's all. That's what my topic was.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's great. Like, I just want to add to that. Like don't just come in with like some people are like, well, how do I adjust my expectations? Like, if you're having trouble. Like in your mind, because this is something that I had to do. It's just like it's one thing to just say, oh, I'm expecting great things. But like in your flesh, sometimes you just can't help but to just have that little doubt in the back of your mind. One way that and I'm just speaking for personal experience. One thing that I had to do to like push past that and genuinely adjust my expectations was to actively engage.
For sure.
I had to actively focus on, okay, this is why I'm here. This is what I'm doing. I'm here to praise the Lord. So I'm gonna get out and praise the Lord. You know? Now 9 times out of 10 I'm either singing or playing.
Right.
But that entails me worshiping. Like I'm not just gonna stand there and hold the mic and just sing. Like I'm going to worship like it's a Sunday night.
Right.
Like I'm going to actively, even if I don't feel like it, even if I would rather just be sitting down on that pew and a polo and a pair of jeans and just being like, bless God, you know, have a wonderful, you good on you.
Yeah.
But like actively engaging and actively worshiping and pushing past my flesh helps me to like, okay, all right, I'm back. Like here's what I'm here for. Here's what I'm doing. Let's go. You know, like, and it just opens up the door. Like at that point, you're not worried about, oh, I'm tired, or oh, this, that, and the other. It's like, okay, God, what do you want to do? Like, let's get after it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and
just do that.
And, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day. They were talking about things going on that they wish were different, and they wish there was more of this. And I was like, you know, if I were, they didn't ask me for my opinion.
Right.
But I offered it anyway.
Well, of course.
I said, if I were to say just one thing, I would say, be that change.
Yeah,
absolutely. If you feel, well, I don't really like Wednesday night because no one ever dances.
Get out there.
Get out there and dance.
Get jiggy with it.
Get jiggy for Jesus.
Yes.
If you think that there's not enough hand clapping in your church, clap your hands.
Get to clapping.
Like, do.
Give a wave offering.
Yes. Be whatever you want to see and like be that example.
Yeah.
Because you may be the key to it.
The change you want to see must first begin in you.
Amen.
Amen.
So that was the topic.
What a great time.
Wow. We got a little preachy and I like it.
Sorry, I was about to say, I was going to say sorry, but I'm not.
I'm not sorry. I regret nothing.
This week on Drop the Bop, I am bringing... Drop the Bop.
Well.
We got a new jingle for y'all. It's going to be that. Drop the Bop. That was unintentional, but really cool.
Drop the Bop. It's time to drop the bop.
Fred Hammond over here. Drop the Bop. Thank you for that, Brother Cody.
That was free.
Let's get along with it now to an actual bop. It's going to be Breakout.
Ooh,
by Mark Crowder.
Yes.
Y'all.
First of all, musicians.
Super fun to play.
Musicians. Get music.
After
learn it. Play it. It's so fun.
The link to it is in his Instagram.
Yes.
We will try to include that on our Drop the Bop story, which will be on, of course, Instagram for Apple Music and Spotify and in our highlight. But y'all, such a fun song. It's fun too.
Fun.
Not going to lie. The bridge, I'm on my way to work and it's literally 6 o'clock in the morning. And I still find myself pushing to just because I want to sing along with it that badly. It's so fun. Oh, and it says, let your fire fall. Let your spirit move. Break out. Let an apostolic move of your anointing.
Apostolic move.
Hey.
Ha. All right. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. It's good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I endorse it 100%.
Yes.
Please do go check it out. A genuine
bop. Not a slow bow. This is a bop.
Yeah. This is no slow bow here.
No slow bow.
Especially on that bridge, musicians.
Ooh, I can't wait for y'all to hear that.
Those of y'all that play the stringed instruments.
Oh, even the drums, too.
Yeah. Well, the drum goes to halftime at one point.
Which is super cool.
Yeah, it really is. I like it a lot. It's a good time to be had.
Oh, yes.
We could not recommend it enough. And on top of that, support apostolic content.
Hashtag support apostolic content.
For sure. Brother.
Hi.
I have had...
I've had a great time.
I've had the happiest of times. You know Same. What I'm saying? We got a little preachy. Oof. And that is okay.
That's all right.
Do we mention the Instagram bio and stuff?
I don't know.
Well, there it is. It's in the description. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement.
For you.
Just for you. If you like that, what you can do is subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter and give us a follow at That Table Pod. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.